Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Stephen L. Manchell, Esquire, who has an extensive national experience in recruiting matters and in the employee departure arena. The case study is his new book, I Hereby Resign. Sounds like a must read. And Mr. Manchell, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much.
Now tell us, for starters, what actually inspired you to write the book, I Hereby Resign?
I've been handling people moving to and from the competition for about 30 years now. And one of the things that became pretty evident to me early on is the notion, and understandably so, but the notion that people tend to focus on whether they have a contract as they get ready to move. Do they have a non-competition agreement? Do they have a non-solicitation agreement? And while that's very important, it's step number two. Step number one is leaving the right way. There's a whole body of law and all sorts of rules that apply to the departure process that have nothing to do with whether you have a contract. And so I wanted to create something that was readable, approachable, has no legalese in it whatsoever. And it began with a case study that I helped co-author at the Harvard Business School and morphed into this book.
You've certainly got to appreciate where the original idea came from and the inspiration as well. Good stuff. Who is the book actually for, and what is your audience here?
The book is for anyone at a certain level. I mean, an entry-level person probably wouldn't need the book, but someone who's considering leaving their job and moving to a competitor of the company for which they work. The average person will have between 7 and 10 job changes over the course of their career. And of those job changes, most will be within the same industry. So the target audience here is for someone of relative experience, you know, 3-4 years out and up, all the way to the CEO level, who is thinking of leaving where they are and joining a direct competitor.
And when in the transitioning process, do you think someone should read your book first, or what if they have not decided to leave already?
Earlier is better. If you read it later in the process and you violated the rules that I set forth in the book, you're in trouble. It's also very helpful, I think, for people deciding whether to leave. I mean, one of the things I do in the book is I let readers see the process and how it plays out properly, and then I ask them to ask themselves, can you leave in that way? For example, we talk about you shouldn't take original records with you when you leave from one company to another. If you're someone who can't survive or succeed at the next company without your original records, it's not time for you to go.
Certainly do appreciate your input here so far. Today we're joined by Mr. Stephen L. Manchell, Esquire, who has extensive national experience in recruiting matters and in the employee departure arena. The case study in his new book is I Hereby Resign, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Manchell, moving forward, how do you see your book being helpful or used the most?
Sure. It really, at the end of the day, is a how-to guide. I tried to make it very practical, taking, for example, how do you resign? I show the readers that a proper resignation should take 3 minutes, and I literally walk the readers from knocking on the manager's door to walking out of the room having resigned. It's the type of book where when you enter a particular moment in the process, such as when you arrive at the next company or as you're trying to decide, you can actually go back into the book and reread the section on that piece of the process. So it's designed to be very practical, very usable. And for example, another example is I show the readers what a proper letter of resignation should look like. And it's actually in the book.
And also, what if the reader is not a lawyer, then what?
It was not written for lawyers. There's absolutely no legalese in it at all. It is very straightforward. Everybody who's read it, from my mother to people who have already been reaching out to me, say that the number one thing about the book that they enjoy is they could understand it, they could use it, and they were in a far better position having read it. But the last people for whom this is written are lawyers.
Certainly do appreciate the clarification there. Now, how does the book work for both individuals and companies? And traditionally, those groups are separated. So why do you think one book works for both sides of the deal?
You're correct that traditionally they were separated. And I got a little pushback on that as I started the writing process. But what I felt at the end of the day was, by definition, these are the two parties to the departure. Right? I mean, you've got the person who's leaving and the company who's hiring. So if the person leaving does everything really well and everything in accordance with the rules, but the hiring company violates the rules, the entire process is tainted, and vice versa. If the hiring company has a terrific program in place, and we set out the components of the program in the book, if it has a terrific process in place, but the employee is not leaving properly, again, the departure is not going to go well. So I felt very strongly that since by definition these were always going to be the two parties to every departure, both sides should know how the other side should be behaving.
Certainly does sound like some great information to have access to. And again, we certainly appreciate the effort taken to write this. I hereby resign, for sure. Now, if someone reads this book, do they still need a lawyer? And if so, why and what type of a lawyer would they need?
They are going to need a lawyer at the end of the day, but part of what I wanted to do here was put them in a position to be able to choose better. So one aspect of it is you're going to want an employment lawyer. And again, it also depends on, is this a CEO moving or is this a first-year, first-level salesperson moving? They're different grades. But as a general proposition, you're going to want to have a lawyer. The lawyer should be what's called an employment lawyer, and the lawyer should specialize in what I call the recruiting law. If you read the book before you hire the lawyer, you're going to know a few things. Number one, you're going to know if you're hiring the right person, because if they don't understand the concepts the way you now do, having read the book, you're not choosing the right person. And number two, as I say in the book, I even let readers know the amount of time it should take a lawyer to get them from "I'm thinking about going" to "I hereby resign." So it absolutely can't replace having a lawyer, but it will put you in a much better position to choose.
Mr. Manchel, we can't thank you enough for taking the time to be with us here today on the program. If listeners wanted to be in contact with you or to pick up the book, I Hereby Resign, where's the best place online to get further details in all regards?
The easiest place to get the book is on Amazon. And again, it's I Hereby Resign under my name, Stephen Manchel. And in terms of my law practice, folks can look me up at Manchel and Brennan. That's B as in boy, RENNAN.com, ManchelBrennan.com. And that will give a lot of my legal background and also the services that my firm does provide.
And certainly do appreciate that added information. Again, Mr. Manchel, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you so much.
And certainly was our pleasure anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Stephen L. Manchel, Esquire, who has extensive national experience in recruiting matters and in the employee departure arena. The case study in his new book is I Hereby Resign. And for all the details and for further information, visit ManchelBrennan.com. And of course, this link will be added within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.